Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC, in Daphne, Alabama, with Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird.
Hello, folks.
And financial advisor Gary Garner.
Hi, everyone.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What's on the agenda today, gentlemen?
Lori, I'm starting out with a couple of one-liners.
Uh-oh.
If you want to know the value of the money, go and try to borrow some.
Ha, ha, ha. Good one.
Okay. What's the best way to get in touch with relatives?
What's the best way to get in touch with relatives?
Win the lottery.
Ah, that's a good one. I was actually guessing that. They'll get in
good.
Touch with you.
I still like my musician joke that I told last week, but you go right ahead.
Well, I wasn't going to tell a long joke. We didn't have time today to get into long jokes. It's one-liners, okay? Laurie, we're going to talk about today visualizing your retirement. One of the ways to try and visualize retirement income is with a three-legged stool. Okay, we're going to talk about the three-legged stool. Your retirement consists of three legs: your Social Security and Medicare, your employer-sponsored plans, 401k, pensions, so forth, and retirement savings, your stuff. We call it your stuff, IRA, Roths, and things like that.
Savings accounts, savings account. Different things.
So part of that is your responsibility. People don't realize that they've got to have their own responsibility there, and where you put that money and stuff is... You need help with it. We're going to help. That's where we come in, helping you decide where to put that money. But we also help you, your 401k. And I'm going to make a statement today that's probably going to be kind of radical. But if you're near retirement, you need to pull your money out of a 401k. Because that's people's in the market, for one. It's at risk. And you not really have anybody manage it but you. And you may not have the experience to manage it. So we can manage your 401k for you and give you some kind of guaranteed high return and some guaranteed income. And most people are looking for guaranteed income, Gary. You know that.
And Jim, you're right. You know, when you're working for a company, you typically have your 401k that's managed by the company, and they make all the, well, you know, they're responsible for it. But when you retire, you want to have control of that money yourself. You want to make the decisions because you're the one that cares most about the money in your 401k, and when you retire, you generally want to move it into an IRA. It's just a change in name. It doesn't mean that you have to lose any of the money in there, and when we roll over a 401k into an IRA, it's a tax-free rollover, so there's no consequence of moving it. You're just getting it under your control.
And I'll make another radical statement. A lot of people say, oh, I'm going to take my Social Security at 62. As soon as I'm eligible for it, I'm going to get Social Security because I want to make sure I can draw out as much as I can. But I didn't do that, folks. I waited to almost 70 before I took my Social Security out. Now, I get a high Social Security, you know, because it goes up, you know, 6% a year from 62 to 65, and 65 to 70, it goes up 8% a year. So I got a nice Social Security because I didn't need the money.
Right. And here I am. This is kind of like point counterpoint. I took mine at 62 because I was not working. Even though I've got a lower payment today, I got money for three more. Well, actually, if you took yours at 70, I've been collecting Social Security for 8 more years. But, you know, each person is different. And when we come in, we'll help you take a look at the Social Security tables to see what's right for you. That's part of our planning process of helping you decide how to use your assets to have the ideal retirement. And that's what we call what we do.
That's
why. Help you get to your ideal retirement.
We encourage you to call Jim Bird and Gary Garner at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne and take advantage of the offer for this complimentary consultation in which you can sit down and do just that. Plus a portfolio review, a risk analysis. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And of course, you can always look on our website at askjimbird.com. And you know, when we say come in for a consultation, we love for you to feel comfortable enough to come in person. But if that's not convenient for you, wow, Zoom calls are so nice. All you need is a computer with a camera, and we can set up a personal meeting for you and give you some time to talk about what your plans are and what your needs are for retirement.
I want to go back to Social Security question just a minute. When clients come in to me, and if they have enough income, they don't need their Social Security right now, I advise them to hold off and not take it. The reason that being because the spouse, as you know, is going to get Social Security based on their Social Security. They're going to generally get half their Social Security, you know, at their retirement if they don't have their own Social Security or if they didn't work. So you're billing for your spouse, too. You know, higher yours, the higher they're going, the spouse is
right.
Going to get. So that's the way I see that, Gary, is, you know, and my current spouse worked, but my ex-spouse didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking her at the time, but don't tell my wife that, please.
Well, Social Security is something that most people depend on in retirement. You know, that's when we talk about retirement, the first thing that people always think about is guaranteed income, because you can't run out of money. Well, you don't want to run out of money before you run out of life, and Social Security is guaranteed for as long as you live.
That's right. And so we have strategies that you can get income guaranteed for life as long as you live. And that's why it's good to have two incomes coming in that you know is going to be there no matter what. To me, and that's what people want, Gary. We know that people are looking for guaranteed income now. You told the other day in seminar, that's the number one people are looking for.
Right. In all the surveys asking people what they need in retirement, you know, again, an income that they can depend on, that they know is going to be there every month, that's number one on the list. You know, above everything else, how do I make sure I have enough income to pay my bills?
Mm-hmm.
You can't get that, folks, if you're tied to the market, because there's no guarantees in the market. You got to look outside the market, look at something that can give you a guaranteed income. You know what it's going to be every month, and it's guaranteed for life. And it has some other features in it, too. If you can get nursing home is another thing we don't talk enough about. But nursing home feature is one out of every four persons is going to need some kind of nursing home in their lifetime. And nursing homes costing up to $90,000. A year now.
Yeah, it's a for people in retirement. The number two concern is always, how am I going to pay for my health care bills? And you know, we all think about Medicare. Well, Medicare is wonderful. Jim and I are both old enough that we have Medicare. Medicare is wonderful. Of course, it's not free. You know, your Part A benefits, which are your hospital benefits, come from the taxes that you've paid over the time that you've worked, and you qualify for that by generating enough credits over the years that you're working. But your Part B, your doctor visits, your outpatient surgery visits, things like that, you pay for a premium for Medicare Part B. But for most people, that's what they use as their health insurance when they retire. But When you start thinking about the length of time you're going to live during retirement, you know, let's say you retire at 62 or even 65, you know, your average life expectancy is probably 20 to 25 years. So you've got to prepare for health care costs for a long period of time. Here's a very scary number. You know, the average couple, 65 years old, and we read this the other day, their probable health care expenses over their lifetime are going to be almost $300,000 to $400,000. Now, that sounds like an enormous number that nobody's prepared for. Now, that doesn't mean everybody's going to spend $300,000 or $400,000, but just the number Jim just gave us. Let's say you have to live in a nursing home. the minimum cost in a nursing home right now for a joint room in the state of Alabama is about $85,000 a year. Who can afford to live very long at $85,000 a year?
Average stay is 3.5 years.
Yeah. So healthcare is a very important part of how you plan for your retirement. And don't worry about running out of money for healthcare. The worst case, Medicaid will take over, and you will have a place to live, and you'll be taken care of. Of course, you have to spend down all your assets to get there. And we don't dwell on health care, but health care is a big concern for a lot of people in retirement.
And you have products that include a long-term care benefit or rider.
At no extra cost.
So another reason we encourage you to pick up the phone and call Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. Even if you're listening on the weekend, leave a message or write this number down to make an appointment or to attend an upcoming seminar. Call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Toll free if you need it is 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And you do have seminars coming up, right?
We do. We've actually got two in March. We're going to be back at Jesse's on March 23rd and March 25th. We've moved the time back a little bit to 6:30 to make it a little more convenient for folks. And we've also taken another step. We've been living with COVID-19 for a year, and even though the numbers seem to be improving right now, we just have to be careful about protecting ourselves. So we have strategically reduced the number of participants that can be in our seminars now to allow for proper social distancing. So we'd love for you to come, but we want you to know if you do come, you're not going to be sitting shoulder to shoulder with someone in this room. We're going to keep you far enough apart that you can come and hear some ideas that we have to share, but we're going to protect you. So Jesse's on March 23rd and March 25th at 6:30. Call our office. Go to our website, askjimbird.com. Leave us a message there, or, of course, you can call the numbers that we keep talking about here.
Very good.
I want to go back to three-legged stew just a moment.
Okay.
I'll expand upon that. The employer-sponsored plans are, especially pension plans, are becoming a dinosaur. You know, the defined benefit plans is a big part of pension plans, and they're almost extinct now. You can't get it. And there's a reason behind that, because people are getting older. You know, they have to pay out more money, the companies do, so they've decided to do away with them. And also, they were based on market returns. You know, they invested the money in the market before they paid you your defined benefit plan, and the market was so erratic and that uncertainty in the market, they had to do away with them. Just like the 401ks, they've stopped managing 401ks now. They put that burden on clients now, a lot of people have, because they don't want that responsibility anymore. So you got to be prepared. You got to look at, you're going to have to do a lot of the stuff yourself that companies used to do for you. Okay, that means more of this is going to shift over to what we call your stuff, IRAs and Roth stuff you got to do yourself. So if you're not up to managing that, you're not on top of that, that's where we come in. We can help you manage that and help you get the best return you can get on that. So you got to look at that kind of stuff. Gary, it's important.
It is. And you know, people had pension plans because, you know, years ago, people usually started to work for one company and stayed there their whole life. Well, the reality today is that probably in your lifetime, you're going to change jobs two or three times. So defined benefit plans became very expensive for people, for companies to manage, because that employee may not be with you for 30 or 40 years. So defined contribution plans, IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, those became an alternative, and they were also they're also paid for by the person using the retirement plan. The pension plans, companies were paying all of the money in, but in a 401k or an IRA, you're putting your own money in. If you're lucky, you have a company match, which is wonderful. I happen to work for a company for 25 years where I got that company match. And we will tell you, if you're working for a company that gives you a company match in your 401, absolutely put as much money as you can in to get that match. But here's one thing. You may be putting too much money in your 401k. That's one of the things we'll talk with you about, because think about it. A 401k is a tax-deferred plan, and if you believe your taxes are going to be lower in retirement, well, that's okay. But how many of us believe that in the next 5 or 10 years our taxes are going down? I think based on the explosion in our national debt, the huge numbers of people that are continuing to come into Medicare and Social Security. You know, the baby boomers have another 10 years till we get to the end of when the last one was born. So that's putting a huge strain on the federal budget, and the federal budget has to have money to pay its bills. And where do they get its bills? It comes from taxes. Your 401k is usually tax deferred, which means if you're putting money in there and you expect to pay lower taxes in retirement, well, that's great. But how many of us expect to pay lower taxes in retirement? I have a bridge I'll sell you if you really believe that our taxes are going to go down.
Not going to happen.
Which, it's just a fact of life, where we are, cost of things today. It's not that we don't like 401ks. We will tell you, if you're young, start a 401k and put money in there tax deferred. But when you come and talk to us, we don't just look at one aspect of retirement. You know, there are other things that you can do that will help you have money to grow, but you can protect it in different ways.
And we're going to remind you to call for your complimentary consultation with Jim Bird and his staff at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne to discuss these things and more. Call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And AskJimBird.com is there 24/7. If you want to go to our website.
If you're joining us late in this program, Jim, you were talking about envisioning your retirement like a three-legged stool. Could you tell us again what those three legs are and other things you wanted us to know about that?
Well, you got to look at Social Security, Medicare, retirement savings, and employer-sponsored plans. That's three parts that you've got for your retirement, Laurie. And employee-sponsored plans are getting shaky at best, and it's more on your stuff. Social Security is going to be there. We're pretty well sure that's going to be there. You got Medicare. You got a plan for Medicare because everybody's going to have to take Medicare. And then you got retirement savings, so it's really getting more on your stuff. But I want to go back to prioritizing your retirement just a minute. You got to prioritize most important. Not everybody's the same. You got to look at this from most important to less important. What's your current lifestyle? You want to maintain your current lifestyle? You want to live your current lifestyle like you're living now? Or are you willing to sacrifice something? Retirement lifestyle. What is your retirement lifestyle going to be? Is it going to be like your current lifestyle? Or are you willing to cut down? Investment risk. What kind of risk are you willing to take in retirement? And I'll go more in depth of these later, but I can't do it today on the show. Investment risk. What kind of investment risk are you willing to take with your investments? That's where we come in. Unknown risks. What kind of unknown risks are there out there that you may not know about that we can help you understand? Retirement date. What is your retirement date? When do you plan on retiring? Is it feasible for you to retire at that date?
Yeah, here lately, a lot of people have retired this year that didn't want to retire because of their jobs changing and companies changing because of COVID.
That's it, Gary. That's right. And you know, we've had to show them, a lot of them, that they could retire, and they were grateful for that. And benefiting others. Some people say, look, we've had a lot of clients lately said, I don't care any of this money, but I want to leave it to my kids. You know, and lucky kids, but, you know, wish my parents had left me something.
But. Well, a lot of people want to leave a legacy to their children. And, you know, that's a wonderful thing. But there are good ways and there are not so good ways to leave money to your kids. Jim, you talked about lifestyle. I think that's one of the most important things. When you're getting ready to retire, you know, what are you looking forward to? I call it, and if you've seen our billboard, it says, help you to get to your ideal retirement. You know, for some people, that might just be sitting down reading a book. For some people, it's traveling. Well, kind of challenging in today's environment. For some people, it's doing things that they can do. But the one thing that's common is when you retire, most of us don't have a job to go to the day after they retire. You know, it's called retirement for a reason. Well, what do you do? I remember the day I woke up and I was retired. I said, oh, I don't have to go anywhere today.
What do I do now?
What do I do? Yeah. Now, and you've got to have the money to maintain that lifestyle. Most people think that their expenses are going to go down in retirement. Well, show people that a lot of your expenses are going to continue just like they were when you were working. Most people retire, they need to plan on at least 80% of the income that they were living on when they were working. Now, we'll also give you this little hint. In the first year that you retire, you're probably going to spend more because you have more free time.
Right.
All the years you've been working that you've had to go to work, just like I woke up and said, what am I going to do?
There's one key thing that people, and I have to make clients realize that, they want to work. If you need to work to have a comfortable retirement, you got to also question your health. What happens if your health changes?
Absolutely.
If your health changes or you die suddenly, is your spouse going to be prepared to retire? Is she going to have a comfortable retirement? We have to look at all those factors, Gary.
You do. And you know, you mentioned Social Security a little while ago. If you work after you retire and you're drawing Social Security, well, you can only earn so much money before you start giving back the money that you're getting in a Social Security check. And based on how much you work, your Social Security, which traditionally was not taxed, well, now your Social Security benefits can be taxed. So
if you're concerned about your Social Security, when to take it, what to do, Medicare, your retirement, there's a myriad of things to consider. And Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne would love to discuss that with you with a complimentary consultation, either on the phone, in person, or virtually, whatever makes you comfortable during the pandemic. Simply pick up the phone and call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Toll free if you need it is 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And you can call us on AskJimBird.com. We hope you keep listening to us here, and we hope you hear us also on our other station that we're on Sunday afternoon. But, you know, the key thing is, if you like what we're saying, you know, if you want to see us in person, come to our next two seminars. Well, I say come. Call us because
don't show up.
Well, because we have to, because we're lowering the number of people that can come to protect you. So if you want to come to our seminars at Jesse's on March 23rd or the 25th, just give our office a call and we'll see if we have space enough to accommodate everyone. Believe me, if we run out of space, and typically we have 25 to 30 people in a seminar, so we're cutting this down to 12 to 14 to make sure we have space for COVID. For social distancing. So, but believe me, if we run out of space with one, we'll add another one and we'll make room for you, because the whole thing is we want to help you look at how you plan your retirement to get what your ideal retirement would be.
Well, let's talk about that, Gary. The key retirement decisions you should be looking at right now: should I use tax-deferred or tax-exempt strategies? Which strategy should I draw income on first? When should I roll over my 401k? And is a Roth IRA right for me? Those are some decisions you got to look at, you know, when to do a Roth. You know, it may be too late to do a Roth in your lifetime to, you know, accumulate enough to make it matter.
And you can't contribute to a Roth once you stop working. So, you know, probably if you're having your taxes done, everybody's thinking about taxes right now,
mm-hmm.
or starting to, your CPA or your tax person is probably going to say, did you contribute to a Roth this year? The beauty of contributing to a Roth is you contribute money after tax. You've already paid your tax. Then when the money goes into the Roth, the money can grow. And when you pull the money out, it is tax-free. This kind of goes back to, do you believe your taxes are going to be lower or higher in retirement? We all use tax-deferred strategies like a 401k or an IRA. And we have to. You know, you cannot put all of your money in a tax-exempt strategy, but there are tax-exempt strategies that you can use to make sure that when you are retiring, if you do have higher taxes, well, guess what? You don't care. You know, if your tax liability is zero in a strategy and the tax rate goes from 25 to 35%, well, your tax rate's still zero. So those are the kind of things you need to think about and plan. You know, we always talk about planning and being prepared on this.
Here's a key question, Gary, we get all the time. When should I roll over my 401k? I answered that partially a while ago.
Yeah.
It depends on your age. If you're 30 years old, certainly you should stay there, especially if the company's matching.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But if you're, you know, in near retirement, you should think about rolling it over so you've got some more control of it. Roll it over to something that can give you a guaranteed income, you know, for life, especially if you don't have that option. I don't think you do in a 401k, because anything tied to the market is going to be vulnerable to the market, and you know you're going to have ups and downs, swings in the market. So you got to be considerate of that. You got to look at that. And if you were to lose 20% or 25% of your savings, would that hurt you?
It depends on when you're retiring. Think about 2008. I remember 2008. I was at a company meeting where they walked into our meeting of about 1,000 of us in one room, and they had to say, guys, we know you've had a great run in your 401ks, because, you know, there was a period in the 90s you couldn't make a mistake. I mean, there were literally dart funds, and dart funds were just brokers throwing darts at a wall and saying, we can't miss. Well, then came the era from 2000 to 2008 or 2010. That was almost called the lost era, because returns were nowhere near what they were in the 90s. So, and we get lulled into the performance of the stock market. It's great when it goes up. Think about last year in February. We had a 30% drop in the market. Now, everybody says it's come back. It's come back because of certain stocks going up. That doesn't mean what you were invested in that took a hit has come all the way back up. And
right.
The danger is if take 2008. If you retired in 2008 and your 401k just took a 37% hit, you're having to take money out of that and have it grow at the same time. You just had to change your lifestyle. That's the danger of not having control of your money.
And like you say, Jim, you know, when you're approaching retirement, you don't have the time to get that loss back.
That's true. It all depends on your retirement date, when you're going to retire, Loy. If you're 30 years old and you say, I want to retire at 30, well, that might be a different matter. Most people don't retire till at least their late 50s or early 60s, and unless they're forced to retire from health or something like that. That's another option you got to look at. And then we've ran into a lot of problems where the spouse is a lot older than one spouse. And they retire, one wants to retire now, but they want to preserve their retirement for the surviving spouse. And we have to look at things like that. We have to look at all options.
Right. And in the case of where one spouse is ready to retire and the other spouse maybe a couple of years younger, well, if you've got company health insurance and one's signing up for Medicare and your spouse is not 65, let's say she's 62 or he, you have to go out and buy private health insurance for 3 years until they qualify for Medicare. These are the kind of things that we help you take a long-term look at to be prepared. There, I got my Be Prepared in from the Boy Scouts. So that when you do decide to pull that retirement trigger, you can have your ideal retirement.
And we've lived some of this. I've lived through that situation you're just talking about, Gary, so I know how I handle it. Mm-hmm. We can help you handle it. That's why you got two old goats you got to deal with.
It's called experience.
That's right.
Life experience and experience in the financial and insurance industry for many years. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Laurie.
You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, with Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird and financial advisor Gary Garner. Take advantage of our offer of a complimentary consultation or upcoming seats to a seminar by calling 625-1226 or toll-free 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.